Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome. Thank you for tuning in. This is Watcher Ruth. It is 7:30. I love mornings. 10/15, 2013. We've made it through half the month. One day closer to our great king's return. And I just wanted to today come before the king in prayer. Before I get started with anything, Holy Father and King, Creator of the universe, you who hung the stars and know each one of them by their name, you who holds the boundaries of the ocean within the context of where they should be held, you weigh the mountain's weights, you know the color of our hearts. You are the greatest cardio knower. You are the creator of our souls. And you hear and feel and groan as we do, as our souls groan, as we feel that we just can't stay contained with this clay pot anymore. We're looking forward to your return, and we just pray that in every work, deed, thought, that we would honor you, and that my words today, Father, would be a light onto the path of everyone that would hear it now and in the future for those who would come behind, Father, that it would honor you. That it would be an inspiration, that it would be that which is concealed in the wisdom and the secrets of the Most High God where you dwell. For you said in the final days that you would reveal wisdom through the most broken, through the weakest, through the most humble, through those whose others' eyes are the least, the most contrite. Creator God, thank you for all you do. I'm going to come to you in the form of a dark cloud, so that the people themselves can hear me when I talk with you, and then they will always believe what you say. So hear me now, and listen, and give these instructions to the people. Because you saw what I did to the Egyptians and how I brought you to myself as though on eagle's wings. And if you obey me now and keep your part of my contract with you, you shall be my own little flock from all of the nations and all of the earth, because all the earth is mine. Go down and see that the people are ready for my visit and sanctify them today and tomorrow and have them wash all of their clothes and then set boundary lines around and let the people stay within. And do not allow them to go outside the boundary lines. And smoke will descend upon it. And smoke will billow from the sky like from a furnace around the whole mountain. And then Moses told Aaron to go get a container and put 3 quarts of manna in it. And to keep it in the sacred place from generation to generation, even to the fig tree generation, so that the people had manna where they were, the omer in the container used to measure the manna held about 3 quarts. It's approximately a tenth of a bushel of the manna saved. For the Lord knows that we will need manna for the fig tree generation. And he knows that all souls are mine. As I live, says the Lord God, I will not use proverbs anymore in Israel when I return. All souls are mine to judge, fathers and soul and sons alike. And my rule is this. It is for a man's own sins that he will die. But if a man is just and right and has not gone out of the mountain, beyond the boundary, to feast before the idol and the idols of Israel and to worship them, he must not commit adultery nor lie with any woman during the time of her menstruation. And it is a merciful creditor not holding on to the items given to him in pledge by poor debtors. And it is no robber but those who give food to the hungry and those who are in need, and grants loans without interest and stays away from sin and is honest and fair with judging others. For I, the Lord, love justice, and I hate robbery, and I hate wrong, and I will faithfully reward my people for their sufferings and make an everlasting covenant for him. All of their descendants shall be known and honored among the nations, and they shall realize that they are the people of God, and I have blessed them. How lovely my children are. My children are clothed with garments of salvation, and they live in the lands of God's delight. They are the bride. They are the delight of the Lord, and the Lord delights in you. And he claims you as his own. And you are like a young virgin that he marries, a bridegroom waiting for his bride. Like a bridegroom, he waits in his wedding suit for his bride adorned with jewels. He is merciful if a man is just and does just what is right. The first agreement between God and his people, there were rules for worship, and there was a sacred tent on earth. And inside of that tent, there were two rooms. The first one contained the golden candlestick and a table within. And there were special loaves of holy bread upon it. This part was called the holy place. And there was a curtain behind the holy place called the Holies of Holy. And in that room, there was golden incense on the altar and the golden chest called the Ark of the Covenant, completely covered on all sides with pure gold. And inside of the Ark were the tablets of stone with the Ten Commandments written on them. And inside was a golden jar. And within the jar, in the tent, in earth, was manna from generation to generation to generation to the fig tree generation. And Aaron's wooden cane that budded was also within. And above the golden chest were statues of angels called cherubim. They were the guardians of God's glory, with their wings stretched out over the ark's golden cover called the mercy seat. Until one fell, of course. All will come into the presence of the mercy seat. And everyone who will be written in the Lamb's Book of Life, let everyone who can hear listen to what the Spirit is saying to the churches. Whoever is victorious shall not be hurt by the second death. This message is from the one who yields the sharp and double-edged bladed sword. He comes and says, I have a few things against you. But we know there's nothing held against us, because we are not of this world, not of this flesh, because the Lord has forgiven us, and he hates robbery and wrong. God has made Jesus for us and clothed us with his salvation. So we should have a little desire for this world as a dead person does. Your real life is in heaven with Christ and with God. Away then with sinful earthly things. Deaden the evil desires lurking within you. Have nothing to do with the world. God's terrible anger is upon those who do such things. For he says, doesn't he say within his word, contained within his precious word, that he will protect us and give us hope. We will be searched out. We will be found. Therefore, behold, my bride, my queen, I will allure you. I will bring you back into the wilderness. And when I do, it's my plan to speak so sweetly to you. And I will give you vineyards from thence. And it is my plan and my good pleasure to take you into the valley of Achor, for a door of hope And my queen, you shall sing there, as in the days of your youth, as in the day when you came out of the land of Egypt. And in that day, it shall be that you will say, call me Ishi, and thou shalt call me no more Ba'ai, for I will take away the names of Balaam out of her mouth, and they shall be no more to be remembered by their names in that day. I will make a covenant for them with the beasts of the field, with the fowls of heaven, with the creeping things of the ground. I will break the bow and the sword and the battle out of the earth. I will make them all lay down safely within the boundaries, protected under my safe cloud. And then I will marry you, and we will be married forever. I will betroth thee unto me in righteousness and in judgment and in my loving kindness and in all of my mercy, for I am great and merciful. It is my plan, it is my good pleasure, and I will betroth thee unto me in all faithfulness, and you shall know me. And it will come to pass in that day, said the Lord, I will hear the heavens, and they shall hear the earth, and the earth shall hear the corn and the wine and the oil, and they shall hear Jezreel, and I will sow her unto me in the earth, and I will have mercy on her, and they will have obtained mercy, and I will say to them who were not my people, thou art my people. And they shall say, thou art my God. And it is I, the Lord, that announces your salvation. I am the one who is mighty to save. I alone trotted out the winepress. No one was there. No one helped me. In my wrath, I have trodden out the enemies. To raise the flag of Israel, it is I. It is the blood you see upon my clothes. For the time has come for me to avenge my people, to redeem them from the hands of all their oppressors. I looked, but no one came to help them. I was so amazed, but then I was appalled. I alone came unaided to melt out judgment to all the heathen nations in my anger, and I made them all stagger to the ground. All souls belong to God. They are mine, and they are my very own, and they will not be false again. And he became their Savior. Isaiah 63:8. since the world began, no one has ever heard of or seen such a God as ours, who works mighty things. He bursts forth from the skies and comes down and makes the mountains quake. He is a consuming fire of glory, and the nations will tremble before him, and all of the enemies will learn of his fame in the final days. There is one that will return. There was a measuring stick. Measure out the temple. Stay within the boundaries of the temple. When the bodies of the witnesses laid in the streets, no one will be allowed to bury them, and the people from many nations will crowd around and gaze at them, and there will be a worldwide holiday. People everywhere will rejoice. Give presents to each one of them. But after 3.5 days, the spirit of life from God will enter them, and they will stand up again, and great fear will fall on everyone. And a loud voice will call from heaven, and they will rise in heaven, up to heaven in a cloud, as their enemies watch. And in the same hour, there will be a terrible earthquake that levels tenths of the city, leveling 7,000 dead, leaving 7,000 dead. Then everyone will, in their chair, give glory to God. The woman that's clothed will be protected within the boundaries of the great temple of God. Within those boundaries were the rock of ages, lives in the sacred place from generation to generation. The water pours forth, but the people murmur and complain. Why did you bring us here? Everyone is against us. What shall I do? They're getting ready to stone me. Why did we come here? There isn't enough water. But the manna, keep it guarded. It's in the container. 3.5 quarts, kept in a sacred place from generation to generation. And it is at God's command that the people will leave side the desert, going by easy stages to Rephidim. The people will be safe when they listen to the instructions given. Not like the Pharisees. And they were the prophets that killed the leaders. But do not grieve. It will become evident that they are the false prophets and have not performed the ceremonial washing to be within the boundaries. It will be in a single day, and of course we know this. Be ready and be at peace. Be ready for the rich blessings for those which are ready with the fire burning, for the faith that they have in their hearts. Because the truth about God is known to them instinctively. God has put their knowledge in their hearts. Romans 1:19. So go ahead and take the knowledge and the truth of the fig tree generation. If a man is just and does what's right and what is lawful, and he has not gone out before the mountains to feast before idols or worshiped them, God will remember, for all souls are mine to judge. Ezekiel 18:4. Don't pay attention to the world's sins, but only dwell in the secret places of the Most High God and live there, because that's where his goodness is. Righteous persons turn from sins and they don't act like every other sinner, because they should not be allowed to live. And if he once knows God and then turns back to his previous evil, he will be forgotten and he will die for his sins. The Lord is fair. Is it the Lord that says, am I the one who is unfair, or is it you? When a good man turns away from being good and begins sinning and dies in his sin, he dies for the evil that he's done. And if the wicked man turns from his wickedness and obeys the law and does right, he shall save his soul. He shall surely live and he will not die. For you are not convicted, nor does God put the children's teeth at edge. He is fair to those who forgets all of the past sins, because you live there in his goodness. And he said, I only want them to turn away from their wicked ways and live in my presence. And all the world shall know that it is I, said the Lord. His sword is in his hand, and it will not return to its sheath until his work is finished. For it is said, do you not know? By the prophet Ezekiel, chapter 21, verse 6. Sigh and groan before the people, son of dust, in your bitter anguish. Sigh with grief and a broken heart. When they ask you why, tell them, because the fearsome news that God has given me, when it comes true, the boldest heart will melt with fear. All strength will disappear and every spirit will faint. Strong knees will tremble, become weak as water. And the Lord says, your doom is on the way. My judgment will be fulfilled. Spread the word of God. Live beneath its power and be ready now, for it is ready. Stay within the boundaries and don't go outside. It will come true. Stay bold and fearfully made in God and live in his strength. Let all fear disappear. In the final days, he's almost here. Praise the King. Thank you for tuning in today. Spread the word with someone today and be a blessing if you can. Tell someone you love them.
Hope to talk to you tomorrow.